You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Earlier this week, we started a new series called Growing Pains, Exploring Growth in the Treasure Valley. And on Tuesday, we took a deep dive into property taxes and their impact on affordability in Boise. And you can listen to those interviews by visiting our homepage, boisestatepublicradio.org. But today, we're heading west to Idaho's fastest growing city, Meridian. What used to be a quiet bedroom community with homes spread out between family farms has become the second largest city in our state. In fact, Meridian has outpaced estimates and tripled in size in the last 20 years. Now, perhaps one of the best examples of the rapid change in Meridian is located right at the intersection of Eagle and Fairview. I'm sure a lot of you know where that is, because that is where the Village at Meridian Shopping Center opened back in 2013. Now, joining us live is Hugh Crawford. He is the general manager of the Village at Meridian. Hugh, thanks for taking some time out of your day today.
Can you hear me now?
Sorry. I can hear you. Okay, I can hear you now. I was like, I don't hear you. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I apologize. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. First thing is, I can't believe that it's been 7 years since the Village has opened.
It's been a great, great 7 years. We have thrived in a wonderful city of Meridian. It's been a great community, and the surrounding communities of Boise, Eagle, Caldwell, Nampa, Cuna, everybody has embraced the Village of Meridian for what it's brought to the overall Treasure Valley.
So for people who may not be familiar with the Village, because maybe there's one or two out there, can you quickly describe really what the retail center is? I mean, kind of like, because it's shops, it's restaurants, and other activities, really.
Yeah, the Village at Meridian, it's not a traditional mall. It's more of a lifestyle project that brings the best of what the community wants these days. You know, the enclosed mall is becoming obsolete, and our company has really excelled at creating environments that are not just about shopping or just about dining or just, we've created, you know, we invite people to just come and have us bring a picnic lunch and sit on the grass area in our mm-hmm. Fountain Square court area by the fountain. You know, we're a collection. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, the Village reminds me of certain outdoor malls you would see in places more like Arizona. There's one, the town square, like in Las Vegas, you know, other places in Southern California. And in fact, I mean, the Village is owned by Central Cal Properties, which is a company that's based in California. I'm curious as to why the company chose to build in Meridian, and then why the section of Fairview and Eagle right there.
Well, our company our owners have had their eyes on Boise for years. One of our president of our company actually was the development director that located and developed Boise Town Square 30 plus years ago. He was out here 30 years ago, knew where the center of the population was. And at that time it was Boise Town Square. And that's why the mall went there. 30 years, you know, advanced 30 years, the population's grown west. Meridian was where the growth was toward into Nampa. And if you put a push pin on a map in the middle of where everybody in the Treasure Valley lived, the dead center of the population is about 100 yards west of Eagle Road on Fairview. I mean, we are not only at the center of where everybody lives, but also the corner of Eagle and Fairview is the more cars drive that intersection than any other intersection in the state of Idaho. So we've got both those, you know, we're right in the middle, and you know, we're at the 50-yard line for the entire Treasure Valley.
Is it pretty Treasure Valley centric on who shops at the Village at Meridian or who dines there? I mean, is it, you know, I would assume folks from Meridian, Nampa, you know, Boise, Eagle, but do people come from other parts of the Mountain West as well, or is it really just more Treasure Valley centric?
Well, I mean, it definitely caters to, you know, the local community because of its convenience. Right. We get a lot of visitors that come, you know, that are visiting family in town and they have to come see the Village at Meridian. We get people that come down from Sun Valley or they've flown into Boise and they come to the Village, do a little shopping before they head up to the mountains, or they're driving by on their way up to McCall, up Highway 55, which is also Eagle Road. So They're driving past us on their way to their cabin, and we'll stop by. So, you know, we serve that, you know, the tourist that or visitor that's coming through town, and you know, the day-to-day needs from grocery to, you know, getting a cup of coffee to the local community. And it does serve all the cities in the valley.
Would you really say that the
really
village is
not much different? And there's nothing really like it in the valley.
Yeah. Would you say that the village has become really the center of commerce for the city of Meridian?
I like to think that. Meridian has the city of Meridian has a very vibrant downtown that's on the upswing with some really great developments that are happening along Main Street. That, you know, we're excited about just the, you know, the future growth in that downtown area of Meridian. It'll just help complement mm-hmm. why people should come live and work in Meridian. You know, we aren't just a shopping complex. We have the equivalent of a downtown office building in office space on the second and third levels of our shopping center. So it's retail, restaurant, entertainment on ground level, but up above is we have, you know, Fortune 500 companies and major real estate groups and insurance companies, that office in the owners of those companies used to be downtown Boise, or they were moving to the market. They're moving their companies here and they thought about being downtown or other suburban markets, but they found that their employees told them, I live in Meridian. Let's put our office at the village at Meridian because it's close to where we work. And then our families can come and join us for lunch or meet us after work. And you never even need to move your car. You can go to the movies with your family that come to visit you because they just live down the block. Right. That's really what the convenience, you know, things that we offer that they don't offer downtown are very convenient and free parking. That was a big attractant to these office tenants that come. So we have about 1,000 to 1,200 people that just come to work in the office spaces at the Village at Meridian. Plus, I think our number is about 1,800 jobs that we've created at the Village at Meridian, working in the shops, restaurants, you know, our security staff, housekeeping staff. We're an employment center of about 2,200 jobs that helps drive that economy. And everybody lives fairly close in Meridian mm-hmm. or up the road in Eagle or just to the west in Boise. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in so many parts of America, malls and shopping centers are drying up. I mean, literally, right? Largely because of the convenience of online shopping. However, that does not seem to be the case at the Village. Is it because of what you just described with just the diversification of what's out there? I mean, because you're not just, stores.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, we are, you know, we try to keep the Village at Meridian as relevant as possible with the best retail, the best restaurants, we're very event driven. We have, you know, from concerts to children's fairs to Halloween events and Easter events. We were always trying to do something, you know, it's a strategy that we like to refer to as surprise and delight, where every time you come to the Village, there's something going on. It's not just a destination for what you plan. You'll find something else going on, around the corner that gives people another reason to come. And so the community's really embraced it. I mean, we've just come out of a really, you know, very severe economic period with this COVID shutdown. And the minute we could open, the people were back. Our employees and the employees that work at the stores could not wait to start work again because of the environment that they get to come to work in. They didn't want to sit at home and collect unemployment. They wanted to get back to work. And then our community has, I mean, you walk into the Village at Meridian today, you'll never even know that we're in the middle of a pandemic. People are there enjoying it. We've made it safe. We've answered the questions, the concerns that the community had about being safe, you know, social distancing reminders. We've got hand sanitizers. We've increased cleanliness. We've added more staff to make sure things are clean and safe. And the community's really seen that and embraced it, and they come and enjoy it. And, you know, our streets are filled with people walking and shopping, and our patios, our restaurant patios are full because they know they can come and be safe and enjoy experience that they're not getting anywhere else.
Well, and I was going to say, I mean, this isn't the first time that the Village has dealt with, you know, an economic downturn. I mean, the Village was being built in the middle of a recession. I mean, your company still moved forward with this, and it has frankly flourished, right? So
it has, you know, when we opened in October of 2013, we opened with 11 tenants in the shopping center because it was tough to make deals back then. But we believed not only that the economy was going to turn around, but we believed what was going to happen in this valley with Meridian and the growth that was going to happen. The owners of our company have an amazing knack at seeing the future, and that's where we build our shopping centers, or in these emerging markets.
Final question for you before I let you go. If you were to look ahead, let's say 5 to 10 years, what's your vision for the Village? What would you like it to be?
Well, we're on our way there now. We have another phase that we're going to be expanding out towards Eagle Road. That's going to bring some more entertainment, some more restaurants that are, you know, that the community has been asking for. But we're also bringing in a residential component that we don't currently have. So it'll be an expansion. So what we see the Village in 5 years is not only restaurant, retail, entertainment, but also a great place to work. You know, we don't have any more office space available for office tenants to come, because it's such a great place. They're all renewing their leases. We're 100% occupancy in that. And now we're going to be the place to live. So that's just going to bring another 800 to 1,000 people that will live at the Village every day and make it their home. So that's where we see in the next 5 years what's going to make it great and continue to keep the Village at Meridian relevant.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time. We've been talking with Hugh Crawford, the general manager of the Village at Meridian. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And up next, we will meet the new mayor of Meridian as we continue our Growing Pains series on the Treasure Valley. More Idaho Matters next.